COVID-19, the vaccine and the Great Reset, predicted in the Mo letters. The Great Reset, or raid of Satan on the inhabitants of the world. The web that the devil weaves is a tangled, knotty, horrible web full of knots and discordant notes. It's a crazy pattern. It's not the beautiful, rich, symmetric pattern that God himself weaves, like the spider's web, with straight, perfect lines and jewels of dew, God's blessing of water. But it's horrible, like a knotted fisherman's net full of tangles and knots. Could this be the deceiving net of his lies is trapping the inhabitants of the world into the delusion of an ideal, paradisical, internet connected to our bodies themselves? Oh, Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus. Millions of people, unaware, will be trapped in the beastly system in this Great Reset. Promises of retribution of evil upon the Antichrist. Psalms 9:15. The Illuminati are sunk down in the pit that they made. In the net which they hid is their own foot taken. Psalm 10, verse 9. He, the Illuminati, lieth in wait secretly as a lion in his den. He lieth in wait to catch the poor. He doth catch the poor when he draweth him into his net. Psalm 35, verses 7 and 8. For without cause have the Illuminati hid for me their net in a pit, which without cause they have digged for my soul. Let destruction come upon him at unawares, and let his net that he hath hid catch himself. Into that very destruction let him fall. They will fall into the same suffering that they are causing each single inhabitant of the earth that has suffered because of their horrible, abominable vaccines. Psalm 10. Why standest thou afar off, O Lord? Why hidest thou thyself in times of trouble? The Illuminati in his pride doth persecute the poor. Let them be taken in the devices that they have imagined. For the Illuminati boasteth of his heart's desire and blesseth the covetous. Whom the Lord abhorreth, the Illuminati, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts. His ways are always grievous. Thy judgments are far above, out of his sight. As for all his enemies, he puffeth at them. He has said in his heart, I shall not be moved, for I shall never be in adversity. His mouth is full of cursing and deceit and fraud. Under his tongue is mischief and vanity. He smiteth in the lurking places of the villages. In the secret places doth he murder the innocent. His eyes are privily set against the poor. Millions of children have suffered unimaginably due to their vaccines. He lieth in wait secretly as a lion in his den. He lieth in wait to catch the poor. He doth catch the poor when he draweth him into his net. He croucheth and humbleth himself that the poor may fall by his strong ones. He has said in his heart, God has forgotten. He hideth his face. He will never see it. Arise, O Lord, O God. Lift up thy hand. Forget not the humble. Wherefore doth the Illuminati contemn God? He hath said in his heart, thou wilt not require it. Thou hast seen it, for thou beholdest the mischief and spite to requite it with thy hand. The poor committeth himself unto thee. Thou art the helper of the fatherless. Break thou the arm of the Illuminati, and the evil man seek out his wickedness till thou find none. The Lord is king forever and ever. The Illuminati are perished out of his land forever. Lord, thou hast heard the desire of the humble. Thou wilt prepare their heart. Thou wilt cause thine ear to hear, to judge the fatherless and the oppressed, that the man of the earth may no more oppress. Psalm 37, a psalm of David. Fret not thyself because of the Illuminati, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the Illuminati, man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil, for the Illuminati shall be cut off. But those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the Illuminati shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The Illuminati plotteth against the just, and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. The Illuminati have drawn out the sword, and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and the needy, and slay such as be upright conversation. The Illuminati have drawn out the sword, and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy, and to slay such as be of upright conversation. All the people of good will who speak the truth, their sword shall enter into their own heart, and their bow shall be broken. A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many Illuminati. For the arms of the Illuminati shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. But the Illuminati shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall consume into smoke. They shall consume away. The Illuminati borroweth and payeth not again, but the righteous showeth mercy and giveth. For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I have been young, and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He is ever merciful, and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Depart from evil, and do good, and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loveth judgment, and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever, but the seed of the Illuminati shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. The law of his God is in his heart, none of his steps shall slide. The Illuminati watcheth the righteous and seeketh to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judged. Wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the Illuminati are cut off, thou shalt see it. I have seen the Illuminati in great power, and spreading himself like a green bay tree. Yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright. For the end of that man is peace, but the Illuminati shall be destroyed together. The end of the Illuminati shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the Illuminati and shall save them because they trust in him.